T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like your music selection today, Alejandro.
It's a banger?
I was walking around the studios before the show started today. It was like 1 o'clock. I was talking to the engineers. So the engineers, Ruben and Laz, call me into the engineering room. And Ruben says, bro, I'm still thinking about that Morse code song you played the other day. He goes, I was crying laughing in my car. And he goes, what's the name of that song? I go, I don't know, man. It's just some sort of Spanish song. It's got Morse code in it. He's telling Laz, our IT guy, like what we were doing. I go, listen, Friday, 5 o'clock, you're going to hear it again because that's our Friday, 5 o'clock plan. What is that song again?
El Sonodito by the Hechiceros Band. If you want a little preview of it.
Yeah, maybe we do. Maybe we do.
Right now.
Yes.
This second.
Do you have it?
Yes.
I love this song. Because it's Morse code. And it feels like it's ending 7 or 8 times in the song, and then it just continues on. And we found on YouTube, was it a 10-hour mix?
10-hour mix.
Of this? 10-hour mix of this song. But now you can see it's over. Man. And we'll move on to the...
This one wasn't 10 hours.
No, this was a short mix. What? There's more? No, I'm not doing this again. Wait till Friday.
Is that a banger?
That is a banger, man. What? What?
That?
Whoa! What?
What was
what?
That?
Did you just... You... Wow. He had a bad show yesterday. Let's call it out.
Tough game.
In fact, I don't even like to do this publicly, but I felt the need to do it. Yesterday, I was pretty hard on him during the show, but I brought in a possible replacement for Alejandro Solana as our producer, and I posted the video just now on Instagram. If you go to Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, it might be the most shocking Instagram video that you've ever seen, because sometimes you got to go for the big guns. Yeah. Like, sometimes you just got to figure things out, but I didn't know. So I got here today. You'll admit, he had a rough show yesterday.
Oh, one of the worst ever.
It's one of the worst ever. I'm not even kidding you. No, as a radio producer, it was one of the worst shows ever put together by a radio producer. The amazing thing about him is rolls right off his back like nothing. I don't think he had a problem sleeping. So when I got here today, I said, are you ready for a bounce back game? And he said, oh, I'm ready, brother. Cool. I am ready. I didn't know that we had now a auditory accompaniment for bangers. It's terrible.
he says banger?
Barely audible there.
That was you.
Who is that?
Huh?
Is that you? Is it like, it's really muddy and I love it.
Take the audio up on the verb.
It's right. It's not like, yeah, banger should be more pronounced than the zaps and zingers, but I love it. Don't change that ever. So anytime I notice or comment on a banger.
You probably hear that, yeah.
All right.
And wait till you hear something that's not a banger.
Like yesterday, I had tweeted out that Steve Winwood, Roll With It, not a banger.
Not a banger.
That sounded like my overpronunciation. Not a banger. Play that again.
Right now.
Yeah.
Not a banger.
Not a banger.
There's glass crashing in there. Can I just hear banger and then not a banger so I can see if there's a discernible difference between the two?
Banger.
That's a banger.
not a banger.
They're very similar. There might be some misunderstandings.
Is there somebody in the not a banger making funny noises?
Not a banger.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard. Yeah. Is all that you? Like, I mean, even the glass breaking. Is that you going crash? Not a banger.
Not a banger.
All right.
The guy, Family Guy.
Well, you have outdone yourself, man. You have already had, in an hour and 7 minutes, a bounce back afternoon.
Wait for our movie trailer coming up later.
Now, what is this? He told me, this is weird. See, I said this before, too. In real life, he's giving us teasers.
Yes.
Where during a commercial break or before the show, he'll say to me, hey, if you mention movie trailers today, this is what he did to me today. If you mention movie trailers today, I got us. And I go, what? And he goes, I got it. And I go, well, tell me what it is, because if you tell me about it, I'll be able to set it up and I'll pretend like I'm doing it on accident.
I've heard you before.
But he doesn't get it. Like, literally. So I don't know what it is. Like, and I couldn't break him. And I'm like, just tell me what you've created.
I'd love to do a show prep meeting, but it never seems to be in the cards, so.
What? I mean, we're here. We can have any meeting you want. But if the meeting is you teasing everything and we never get any information, I'm not down for that. That would be not a banger.
Right, but I don't want to give anything
I said
away.
That would be not a banger.
Not a banger.
Oh. Are there more sounds in it? Like, are you adding sounds as we go?
Not a banger.
I didn't hear that the first couple times, did you?
No.
All right, well, give me the, do you have this movie trailer?
You want it now.
So what is this? You've created a movie trailer if our show was a movie?
Not our show, but just things that we've touched on in the past week that I think was pretty much the premise for an excellent upcoming movie.
Okay, so you're saying, if I get this straight, if a big-time Hollywood producer was listening to us for the last 5, 6, 7 shows,
yeah,
and he or she tuned in for all 4 hours, and after a week, he or she wrote down some notes and said, you know, there's maybe a movie in here.
Potential.
And I could write a treatment or whatnot, and then that movie one day gets made, there would have to be a trailer for it, and this would be it? Is that it?
Yes.
And would this movie trailer, in your opinion, before I hear it, be a banger or not a banger?
I think it's going to be a banger.
Okay. All right. Let's, somebody just texts in, peeing my pants over not a banger. Somebody wants to know if that's the Ira groan for not a banger. Is that Ira? Is that Ira? Is that really? Is that Ira Winderman is in the not a banger? Oh, my goodness. All right, let's hear it. This is a movie trailer I've had, and Crowder has had no advance screenings of this. We will listen, as will you, for the first time.
In a world where flora and fauna are in danger.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
This guy is special.
Hold on. Bro. This radio station is replete with people who have very good broadcasting voices, deep voices, and production directors sitting right behind me in the glass, Scotty Webb.
We pay him.
Who knows how to do this? That is obviously your voice slowed down. I don't want to use the re-word, but you sound special. You don't sound like a movie trailer narrator. You sound special, if you understand what I'm saying. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Was that the effect you were looking for? Is this like radio or something? Like, is that?
I just want to say this was an extremely low budget.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Together, and
okay. I wish I would have known that.
I tried to get it done by the people here who get paid to do these sorts of things.
Okay. Like Scotty Webb, the actual professional.
I was met with very quick and very strong blowback from it.
Okay.
Where, hey,
right.
We have bigger things to fry, bigger fish to fry.
Okay,
so.
And that's probably a fair answer by everybody right about now. And right. you decided not to shelve it. You wanted to go ahead and get this done. Now, had I known beforehand that this was a low-budget movie, I would have made a bigger deal out of that, saying, look, we don't have the resources to get the best voice guys on the planet. Whatnot. So again, you know, when you give me these teasers, give me more information that might help me set it up a little better. So again, because I said a big-time movie mogul, let's say it's a beginner, yeah. A film student at the University of Miami, wants to get into movies. He doesn't have a big budget, so he's going to start small by making a movie about the last week of the Hockman and Crowder show. He cobbles together a movie trailer. It might sound like this.
In a world where flora and fauna are in danger.
I want to save the planet. I'm not doing it via straws, though.
And their futures are at risk more and more each day.
Wouldn't we like to wipe mosquitoes off the face of the planet?
One man is here to solve the mysteries.
We would, but it'd mess up the ecosystem real bad.
While most will look past the bigger picture,
what do we do with sea turtles regardless?
Our hero won't sleep until he finds the balance.
I'd be up late at night, and I'd be drunk.
Mark Hockman.
There's a trash patch, but you know what? No one goes to that part of the Pacific anyway. What was that?
Channing Crowder.
They're part of the circle of life. You saw Lion King?
What?
Michael Irvin?
He had heart down in his toes.
In the last straw.
The circle of life. I saw a show about it.
Coming to a theater near you next February.
That's a good job.
Do you have the Dada Banger sound anywhere?
Not a banger.
Time in the day to give you as many notes as you need on that production. It's delightful. I'm not going to lie. I could listen to it 16 or 17 times this hour.
That was good.
But there are some issues with it as well. But there's some great surprises in there, like coming in February. That was excellent.
I watched that movie.
Oh, I would watch that movie. I mean, the special appearance by Michael Irvin, Ed got me. I wasn't sure if I wanted to see it or not, and then I saw Michael Irvin had a special cameo.
The last straw.
The last straw.
The play on words.
The problem is you killed the name. Like, the real good punchline in that is the last straw, but you played a really loud zap over straw. So you got to imagine someone listening to AM radio while driving their car and a window is cracked. They miss one of the really good jokes there. Don't argue with me. Don't argue with me. I'm telling you. These are show notes. I'm telling you, it's not arguable. You have a lot of hope.
He does.
He's got a lot of hope. We could see things happening for you.
Young Steven Spielberg.
Young Steven something. All right. I like it. We're going to shift gears in the next segment because Brian Bishop is going to join us. I think we may have had him on once before. Brian Bishop is the vice president of partnerships and marketing for Super Bowl 54, Super Bowl Live down here. And when we had Tom Garfinkel on yesterday, and we were talking about it on Friday as well, we were talking about, you know, what's the stadium going to be like for the Super Bowl and the whole area and whatnot. And Brian texted me. He's like, I could tell you is whatever you need to know that I know. So I thought it'd be interesting for sports fans, really, because, you know, when the Super Bowl comes to town, like, you want to be part of it. Inside, may not want to go to the game, but you probably want to participate in some of the activities that are going to be going on the week beforehand and whatnot. So we're going to talk a little Super Bowl in South Florida. You're delightful when we come back.
Radio.com.
Zach Krantz texted us. He said, that was the greatest piece of bleep I've ever heard. And I don't know if he means more seriously the greatest part or the piece of bleep part, but I couldn't have said it better myself. It was the perfect description of your movie trailer. The greatest piece of bleep I've ever heard.
Sounds like he's calling it a...
Alex Solana single-handedly trying to bring back Joe Public, Live and Learn. I've noticed he's got a couple songs. Wham Rap, we'll hear it tomorrow, I'm sure. You got Joe Public, we're hearing it today. We can't expand the music library at all, Alejandro?
At this moment, I cannot.
Okay.
Is this a Wrap It Up Wednesday song?
I don't think...
You have to live and learn.
Live and Learn's not going to put you in the mood.
No.
you just want to live. Like, you don't want to learn any... Like, the moment you bring learn in, now you're trying to make, you know, decisions that...
Be inspired.
All right, let's learn something here, though, from Brian Bishop. So, on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brian Bishop is there. As I mentioned in the last segment, he's the Vice President of Partnerships and Marketing for Super Bowl 54, which will be here in February in South Florida. February, as Solana would say. And Brian Bishop is there. Hello, Brian.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's the what's the countdown for you? How long have you been working? How long have you been working on this? Like this
I've
Super
had
Bowl
Super
committee.
Bowl in my life since late 2015.
Holy moly.
Which was kind of pre us submitting our bid and presentation to the NFL owners, which happened in May of 2016. And then once we won the game, which happened May 25th, 2016, the 32 owners decided in their infinite wisdom that Miami should have another Super Bowl. Obviously, a big part of that was having Stephen Ross do what he did to now Hard Rock Stadium, which we're very thankful for and grateful for. And then really full gear 2017, January 1, we have been out telling the story, meeting with anybody who will listen to our Live It story, which, you know, it's been really well received. It's exciting. I have many Super Bowl stories and Super Bowl moments that I've been able to experience over the last couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun.
And I bet like back in 2015, 16, it feels like it would be eons away, and now it's like months away, and you're probably going, ooh, I need more time here. There's a lot to get done when it comes to a Super Bowl coming to a city, right?
There's well over 20, 25 official events that the host committee works on for the NFL, and obviously to showcase South Florida and Miami, from the commissioner's party to the, you know, to the owner's party to NFL honors, which will be at the Adrian Arsht Center, to NFL experience at the Miami Beach Convention Center, to Super Bowl Live, which is a week-long fan festival at Bayfront Park, and really our new downtown Miami, right? So there's 200,000 or 300,000 new residents there, and for the week before the game, we expect, you know, well over a million attendees to come to the park, experience, you know, culinary activations, brand activations, live music, you know, water shows with jet skis. We're going to have a floating yacht dock. You name it, it's going on Super Bowl week. Besides the Maxim party, the Sports Illustrated party, and all of those great parties that Channing, I'm sure, has been to and will be looking forward to going to this coming Super Bowl.
Man, I went to that Maxim party one time, Brian. It is something else. But I'll Indeed. Get away. Can't tell any deep stories. Now I get myself in trouble. I'm married now. But is it like the city, like city to city? I wanted to ask you, like you were just talking about how fun Miami already is. Like, is it easier to throw a Super Bowl in Miami because we have so much built-in entertainment, or is it just as hard in Minnesota and Jacksonville as it is in Miami? Are they equal?
No, I'll tell you, listen, every host committee does it differently, and the host committee is really responsible for the execution of this, right? And so our role is to kind of showcase the region. Houston did a great job. Minneapolis did a great job. You know, they're colleagues of ours, but we're locally based. You know, our mission is put on this game. Once it's done, we move on to the next assignment. For Miami, this will be our 11th Super Bowl here. With no offense to the fine people of Minnesota and Minneapolis, but we've done this a time or two, right? So our police, our fire, our governmental officials, our hotels, our restaurants, even our media professionals, they're used to this. They know the story to tell. They're accustomed to the amount of visitors we're going to get from out of town. And they know the importance of executing at a very high level, right? Throwing a great party so that we get these 200,000 or 300,000 out-of-town visitors. They go, man, Miami was so great. I want to come back. Like, I want to come back and bring my family here. I want to come back and bring, you know, my buddies here and hang out for the weekend and just enjoy Miami and South Florida. So, no offense to the other host cities. We love them. They're great. But, you know, we do it very well, and we get great support from across the community on this.
Yeah, I would say Miami's the preeminent destination when it comes to a Super Bowl. Brian Bishop is with us. He's the Vice President of Partnerships and Marketing for Super Bowl 54. You mentioned all the different activations and the events that'll be going on. So what do people need to know? Let's say people who, you know, ordinary, everyday people like the Hockman family that are not going to be going to the Super Bowl game, but my son is 15 years old and we're going to want to go down and maybe participate in the NFL experience or all the different things. Like, what is where? Like, the big one is that NFL experience, right?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to concede that the Hockman family, especially after you just renewed your contract, couldn't afford a couple of Super Bowl tickets.
He's okay? Fine, Brian. He's fine.
No, I'm not giving in on that. I think you should be at the game. I've got some great 50-yard line seats that I can sell you.
All right. Just, you twisted my arm.
We'll talk about this afterwards. But,
I'm going.
Listen, I would say, you know, keep an eye on our website, MiamiSBLIV.com. Follow us on social media, the same handles there, and keep an eye out for dates and times. But, you know, the big time is going to be the week leading up to the game. So that weekend, the last weekend in January, January 25th through February 2nd, Super Bowl Live will be rocking, which will be at Bayfront Park. NFL Experience, which will be at the Miami Beach Convention Center. That's a paid ticketed event. That'll be on Miami Beach. And then, you know, you want to get involved now. Like, we can use the Hockman family, the Crowder family. We need volunteers. In 2010, we had 1,000 volunteers. 2020, we need 10,000 volunteers. So we are every day reaching out for volunteers to come and help us put on this great game. You get a great uniform kit. You get recognition. You get to be up close and in the middle of these parties and events and these activations. So if you wanted to really experience it, another way to do that would be volunteering for our effort. But, you know, keep an eye on our website. Keep listening to QAM. You guys have been doing great for us in terms of, you know, telling our story, and we're very appreciative and thankful for that. But there's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah, that's the website is really the hub of everything. It's MIA, Miami, SB, Super Bowl, LIV, which is the Roman numerals, but spells out LIV, which is perfectly perfectly suited for Miami as well. So it's MIASBLIV.com, and that is everything. That'll be your hub, or if you want to volunteer, if you want to learn about sponsorships, if you want to learn about what's going to be where. Do you know, by the way, where the world famous Radio Row is going to be?
We do.
Where is
it? We do. Right now, Media Center will be at the Miami Beach Convention Center.
I think that's where it was last time, right?
So last time, actually, in 20...
Or was Broward?
In 07, it was at the convention center, and in 10, it was actually a tri-county effort, and I believe we were up in Fort Lauderdale. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I remember it being... the first one, I do remember it being in Miami, and then the second one was the Broward County Convention Center. So back at the Miami Convention Center, and I'm guessing...
The all-new, newly renovated, brand-new, amazing, shiny Miami Beach Convention Center.
And I'm guessing the Hard Rock Hotel, the guitar-shaped tower, that'll be ready and active, and that's going to be a hub of activity, too, I would imagine.
They're going to be, no pun intended, rocking. Like, starting in October, they opened that up. They're taking room reservations now. We're very fortunate to have Jim Allen, who's the chairman of Seminole Gaming, on our board, helping us kind of tell the story of, you know, why support our efforts. And we've got some big plans for Super Bowl Sunday there. So we're not ready to fully release all of those details. But, Hard Rock, with everything they're doing, actually all of our entire hotel community, everybody's getting ready, renovating, you know, getting things shined up, putting in new additions. It's going to be great.
Brian, does the matchup, does the AFC and NFC representative, the teams that represent those conferences, does that matter to the Super Bowl committee at all?
Well, personally, it matters to me that the Chicago Bears are in the Super Bowl.
He's a diehard Bears fan.
Yeah, yeah. You know, go Bears, like, totally. But
and by the way, this season, it's not out of the question.
We got a shot, Hawk. We have a shot. You know, I just as a little side note, I don't want to take too much time, but a couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call from one of our board members, Nat Moore, to say, hey, come on, let's play some golf. Show up, you know, at 9:30 for our tee time. I show up. And Hawk, you'll appreciate this, but I'm standing on the first tee, and up walks Richard Dent.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, it's me, right? Poor kid from the south side of Chicago, now working on Super Bowls. And I got Nat Moore on one side, and I got Richard Dent on the other side. And I'm like, this doesn't get any better than this. So,
yeah, that's like a pinch-me moment there.
Yeah, I heard some great stories about that 85 game in the Orange Bowl, and it was just amazing. So, anyhow, matchup-wise, listen, by the time we get to the game, most of our tickets and suites will be sold out. But it is important to get a good matchup, to have great buzz in the city. It would be amazing, you know, similar to what the Vikings went through two seasons ago, if somehow, some way our Dolphins were able to, you know, get things turned around and be in the mix. Even in the mix playoff time, there'd be a lot of energy and buzz. But in any event, every Super Bowl, you know, especially the last few, have been pretty exciting, and it's good for us. But by the time the game comes here, most of those tickets and suites are already sold out. Hotel rooms are booked up, and the game's going to happen, and it's going to be great.
Well, nobody knows how to throw a party quite like Miami, and I'm imagining you guys are going to throw one hell of a party, and we will be the envy of the nation, correct?
We're going to be the envy of the nation. We'll get you guys into our parties, too. Listen, all of the support you're giving us, we want you guys to be there with us celebrating and enjoying the moment, so...
Send him my way, Brian. Hawk's not a nighttime person.
I was going to say, I'll send Crowder as my representative because I'm not certain I'm going to do much for making this the envy of the nation.
Yeah, you are from the north side, right? So
I am.
From the north side of Chicago? We used to go up there and kick your guys' ass.
Yeah, but I tell you.
It was sport.
We would sue the hell out of you at the end of that.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Brian Bishop, Vice President, Partnerships and Marketing for Super Bowl 54. Again, that'll be here in South Florida in February. And you can check the website, MIASBLIV, MIASBLIV.com, and you can get all the info that you need right there. Thank you, Brian.
All right, guys, thanks. Appreciate it.
Brian Bishop there from the Super Bowl committee. That is going to be one hell of a party come February.
You want to go to the Maxim party, bro?
I will drive you and drop you off. I'll be your Uber. I tell you, because the Maxim party, all it does is remind me of what I can't have. So
when we slide off in there,
that'd be like me going to like I'm not going to go shopping for real estate and check out Stephen Ross's apartment either.
Get you some nice slacks.
Speaking of Stephen Ross's apartment, by the way, I have some details on what it's all about because we've been talking about it for a couple of days. Let's take a quick break. I'll share with you some of what I've learned about Stephen Ross's apartment when we come back. Been a frenetic first hour and 42 minutes. Good stuff, though.
Flying past.
We did start the show, if you're just tuning in, We talk about Nick Bonacani passing. Kim Bocamper is going to join us around 4 o'clock. We could talk some Dolphins with him. We can talk about Nick Bonacani as well. So that'll be up at 4 o'clock. I do have some info. I told you at the end of the last segment there. I do have some info. Stephen Ross's apartment in New York City is on sale for $75 million. I mean, that's every time I say it, it's staggering. Your wife being in the real estate business, yeah. I mean, that's unheard of.
$75 million, that's...
For an apartment.
I haven't heard of a house.
Very few.
That's tough to do.
I just saw, who was it? Sting. Sting used to be the lead singer of The Police, Sting is a wildly successful solo musician. He just bought an apartment in New York City. I just read this yesterday for $60 million. $60 million.
You don't even got a yard, man.
Right.
Somebody that lives below you, bro. That's amazing.
So yesterday we had the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium on with us, Tom Garfinkel. And I had asked him, have you ever been in Stephen Ross's apartment? And he said, yeah, I've slept there. Like, I've been, he's asked me to stay over. And he told us some interesting stuff. And then yesterday, this was a real embarrassing moment for me. I was saying that, you know, the doorbell can't be a regular ding-dong. It should be something a little more fancy. And then someone pointed out, Hawk, you're an absolute idiot if you think there's a doorbell, because the elevator would let you off right there. There's only one apartment on that floor. You know, I'm picturing a row of seven different apartments and you would knock on Stephen Ross's door. But anyway, the listing, one of our listeners tweeted it at me. It's the Corcoran Group is the real estate group that is representing. If you watch Shark Tank at all, Barbara Corcoran is one of the sharks. She's got the blonde hair.
Yeah, the older lady.
Older lady. Mm-hmm. That is her real estate group. She is, yeah, and she made her millions in New York real estate when women weren't, you know, doing anything in New York real estate. So they're representing Stephen Ross's conglomerate or whoever the seller officially is, but it's listed at $75 million. The maintenance fees, the monthly maintenance fees.
Like HOA?
Mm-hmm. You want to guess?
$100,000?
$20,000.
Oh, monthly, though.
$20,000 a
month. Woo! So that's a $250,000 a year?
Monthly taxes are $22,600, which really isn't horrible, to be quite honest, for a $75 million apartment.
Yeah, the number. $22,000 a month, though.
A month. So you're talking just before your mortgage payment, which is going to be pretty heavy when you mortgage, I don't know, if you put 20% down, like your mortgage payment is ridiculous. I honestly don't know if it's a multi-billionaire. I don't know if you finance that or if you pay cash. Like, I don't know what the right play is.
You wouldn't pay cash. It would be stupid to take it out of your nest egg, but.
But if you have billions, like Stephen Ross, if he was going to buy a $50 million apartment, you think he'd finance part of it? Like, why would you pay for money when you've got money that's earning money?
To do the math on, my money's making 9%.
Correct.
I'm only paying 4%.
Correct.
On
you'd
this,
have to find out what you're making.
You're still making 5 on the money, whatever it would be.
So the monthly nut just on the maintenance fee and the monthly taxes is $45,000 a month. That's before the actual mortgage payment, which is going to be ridiculous. It, see, 5 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, 13 rooms, 1 staff room, 1 staff bathroom. So you have a live-in staff, obviously. It's about 8,500 square feet.
8,500?
8,500. This is a penthouse apartment in New York. Overlooks everything because the exposure is north, south, east, and west. There's north, south, east, and west exposure. There's no view that you can't get because you've got ceiling to floor windows throughout. There is a concierge.
That's nice. $20,000 a month. Better have somebody follow me around and brush my hair all day.
It is pet friendly, so you can have a pet if you want. There's a full park view, a full skyline view. It's a dining room.
You better have a damn dining room.
Excellent light is one of its features. Hardwood floors. It's got a marble bath. Very modern kitchen. It does have a washer and dryer. You know, a lot of apartments, you got to go down to the laundry room. This one has a washer and dryer built in.
How many times have Stephen Ross hit the start button on the dryer? Yeah, let me de-wrinkle my shirt real fast.
Do you think Stephen Ross knows where the washer and dryer are in his apartment?
No.
I bet he doesn't know.
No, why would he?
Why would he know? The staff would know.
Yes.
There's
yes.
No chance he would know, like, if, hey, I think I left a shirt in your dryer. He couldn't walk you to the dryer.
My buddy T lives in New York, and he gets all his clothes dry cleaned. There's no way Stephen Ross is not having his stuff just lined up.
It's got central air.
Oh, no window units?
It's got a dishwasher. Great closet space.
8,500 square feet.
Does it mention anything about the water pressure in the shower faucets?
Right, because that could be a...
That's a game changer.
That is a game changer. I mean, that could be something where you go, yeah, you know what? I was ready to plop down the money, but no, I don't like the water pressure.
Weak water pressure, huh?
Long way up.
says this extraordinary penthouse residence, the top floor of the South Tower at Time Warner Center, is being offered for sale for the first time. This approximately 8,500 square foot apartment is a rare combination of grand space, incredible light, dramatic views, and excellence in design and execution. Goes on to talk about who designed it. The professional chef's kitchen has a center island with sink and gas cooktop, top-of-the-line appliances, Alba Chiara marble countertops, and custom sycamore cabinetry. A cozy breakfast area off the kitchen leads into a corner northwest-facing media room with views over the Hudson River, which is where Sully landed the plane. A staff room with an ensuite bath is also located in that wing of the apartment.
Hero.
Flanking the other side of the living room is the library with hide-upholstered walls and fireplace. Next to the library is the corner master bedroom suite. This suite is unmatched in comfort and luxury. There are two separate marble bathrooms and two dressing rooms with exquisite custom cabinetry providing generous storage. Continuing past the master suite to the western wing are four more bedrooms with ensuite baths. One of the bedrooms is currently a home gym, and another is configured as a golf simulator.
This man got bread.
I mean, it's crazy, right?
You think he's going to leave the fixtures and the appliances, or is he taking them with him? Because that's a question you got to ask, right?
You got to ask.
Is included? What's excluded? Let me know.
Got to ask. And then it's got pictures of it in this listing. Like, it is obvious. I mean, you don't need me to tell you. It is an exquisite apartment. And really, if it's listed for $75 million, it should be. Now, I don't know if he'll get $75 million for it or not. He may only get $65
million. Oh, man, we got duped.
Does he have an 80-inch plasma, though?
That's right. I wonder if I outdo him in the TV area. I did read in here that there's a screening room. See, I've got a TV, a very large one. I don't have a screening room. Do you have a screening room?
No, that's too high.
You've got a closet for your shoes. I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's baller.
Yeah, I got about. That's why it's crazy, because there in my neighborhood is a 10,000-square-foot home on an acre with a pool downstairs.
Right, and this is 8,500 square feet.
An infinity pool downstairs on top of there's a balcony out of the master bedroom at the back of the house. It's right next door to me. My house is nowhere close to the size. They built this monster in there. Has a jacuzzi on the top floor. That jacuzzi's built in to the top floor, and it's like 2.3 or something. It's not even $3 million.
I'm just looking at the Corcoran listing, because it's got, like, if you were interested in this listing, you might be interested in this listing, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's a penthouse on Fifth Avenue is $58 million. So, I mean, perhaps you'd be more comfortable at this table over there. It's like.
I don't understand condos, man. You're buying something just sitting in the sky. You have no dirt. You got to buy dirt, man.
New York City, man. You want to live in New York City and have park views and city views and live like you're in a house? You need. And he owns that building, by the way, right? I believe that's his building. And then he's moving to a new building that Tom Garfinkel was telling us. That's his building. That's just like a new exquisite building that he's building. Amazing.
I wanted him to adopt me or something. I was real nice to him when I met him.
QAM wants to help make your fantasy draft a reality. Wow, it's that time of year already, huh? Host your draft at Hooters. Get an exclusive draft kit, $200 in coupons, fun Hooters swag. You can reserve your table for free at Hooters.com/football. And beginning August 5th. So when is August 5th here? Look at this. Today's the 31st. So that'd be Monday?
5 days from now.
Beginning on Monday, 6 a.m. with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz. Listen for your chance to win a $50 Hooters gift certificate. Hooters, the official hangout for wings, beer, Hooters girls, and game day. Kim Bocamper, a legendary Miami Dolphin. We'll talk some Dolphins with him, and then we'll also talk about the passing of another legendary Miami Dolphin, Nick Bonacani. We will talk with Kim Bocamper when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.